Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver-Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, our program continues an examination of losing our parents in later life.
Our guest today is author Jeannie Safer, who's becoming a regular guest on our program. Jeannie has written 7 books, including Death Benefits, How Losing a Parent Can Change an Adult's Life for the Better. Welcome to the program, Jeannie.
I'm delighted to be with you.
The first sentence of your book is provocative. The death of your parents can be the best thing that ever happens to you. How is this possible?
Well, I meant it to be provocative. It's that it can take you to the next stage of life. And it can actually, and very often, enrich your relationship with them and your understanding of them and your own adult life. I had a million examples of this, including my own. The most striking was my understanding of my mother. My book, Death Benefits, was inspired by trying to struggle with figuring her out while she was still alive. I encourage people when they lose a parent to really try to understand, even if it was a wonderful parent, you really want to see who they are independent of you, because that gives you a three-dimensional view of them, which in a certain sense we can only have when we're not looking directly in their eyes anymore. It's precisely because they're no longer there, in fact, that you can look at them. You can ask yourself questions about them. For instance, who is this person? Who is this person independent of our relationship? Who is, in the sense, my mother? Who was she as a daughter, as my brother's mother, as a wife, as a woman, as a professional, as a friend? I got all these different perspectives on her when her very large presence was no longer in the way of my insight. And another thing that one can do, and I really recommend this, you know, we all have to go through what I call going through the stuff after a parent dies. You sit down and you look at all the things that are in the house or wherever, and, you know, what am I going to take and what am I not going to take? And the fact is that nobody takes everything. So you pick and choose. But we never think that we want to pick and choose the personality traits that we keep of theirs. And that, I believe, is a psychological inventory that can give you untold blessings, really. I mean, it's the only way to call it. And unexpected ones. My mother was dead, 7 years. And she continued, and my relationship, my inner relationship with her, continued to be of great meaning to me.
You write about pursuing death benefits. What are they, and what process do people need to follow to achieve them?
Death benefits can really vary depending on who you are. And you can't really know in advance what they're going to be. A close friend of mine got a divorce after 39 years of marriage when his father died, because his father had said, a man stays with his family no matter what. And he liberated himself from this marriage he shouldn't have been in for many years. Many people come out after a parent dies, or they leave a religious faith, or they get a religious faith. All kinds of things. I mean, things that astonished me, and that they didn't really know were going to happen, and they didn't really see that it was related to their parents' deaths until we started talking about it. The thing that opens you to death benefits is to look for them, is to say, what can I gain? How can I advance this relationship within myself? Because, you know, our parents are an eternal present within us till the day we die.
Why does it take the death of a parent for people to take stock of their lives and make needed changes?
Because they loom so large for us. We have a whole history with them that goes back to birth. And it's very difficult to separate enough to see the person in three dimensions, including behind the back of them. You know, they're so compelling that it's very difficult to see them independently of you. And I think what it takes is to try to do it, to ask yourself, what did I get from this person? What did I not get from this person? What did I get that I really wish I hadn't gotten? And what didn't I get that I really wish I had gotten? Those are the 4 questions. I think that every parental relationship has all kinds of sides to it. The most alienated, I believe, can have something tender and valuable. The closest can have a darker side, because we're all full of light and dark in every relationship we have.
What is it about parental loss that allows people to begin to heal from old wounds in their relationships with their parents?
I think that it's a real separation. And it's also, then we're talking about people who lose parents as adults. It kind of makes you an adult really fast in a certain way that you weren't before. The way I put it in Death Benefits is that I suddenly realized, and I hadn't even thought of this, that no one stood between me and the grave now as my mother had, that I was now the only living generation, in a sense, that she was gone. And then it's my turn, in a certain way, to be the adult and to be my own mother in a certain way also. It was really a powerful experience. And a lot of it was, as I detail in the book, this is a complicated woman, and she was not easy. And I really, really came to terms with her and understood and worked to understand some things that she had done that were quite devastating to me in the past. And I really feel I got her. I found it liberating. I found it profoundly comforting. I was fascinated with the things I understood about her. I had a photograph of my mother with her own mother before I was born, and that was fascinating to see because I saw the body language between them. And seeing how she was in this picture quite clearly taking care of her mother, she was holding her mother's purse and holding her mother's arm. And I thought, ah, that's why she was in certain ways the way she was. She was trying to protect me from having that relationship with her that was forced on her by her own mother. Parents love us with what I call often misguided love. You know, that it can be genuine love, but they're trying to give us things that they needed themselves. And very often they were not necessarily the things that we needed or even wanted or should have had. You know? And you could kind of understand it differently. It's quite an experience, and I hope many people can have it and be inspired to do this kind of thinking about their parents, because it has untold riches to offer you.
Jeannie, the beauty of this is that from what you've said, the relationship with our parents continues throughout our lives, continuing to guide us and help us grow. Jeannie, I want to thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to our website at chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.